Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. And this year, we're teaming up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters. Why? Because we want to put 1,000 new coats on kids because they need them. This holiday season, when we're all thinking about hanging with families and maybe, like, you know, the treats under the tree and all that good stuff, some kids, man, they would just dig a coat. $34, that's all it takes to put a brand new American-made coat on a child that needs one. And if you can't do the full $34, no problem. Any donation will help. And these kids, man, they'll be kept warm. It gets cold, as
you know.
It's
getting really cold right now, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's been happening. It's happening. So you want to help out those kids, you know what to do. KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to B-Migs.
And it's time to turn down for tacos.
Charge out for one.
Took me a second there. I wasn't quite sure what day it was, to be perfectly honest with you.
That's right, man. You're back. It's Tuesday. You haven't lost a step.
Oh, thank you. Nice.
I wasn't being successful.
All right, then fine.
Let's go. I ran to a couple while we were waiting in line for the Simpsons ride in New Orlando, which is, was that Universal or Disney? I can't remember anymore. I lost track. Okay, Universal. And they were like, really, so they play Beat Migs and all this. And then we run into them later. And as we're walking by, the guy goes, Migs. I'm like, yeah. He goes, tell BJ to suck it.
All right. Thank you.
So suck it, BJ.
Thanks, buddy.
Which I thought was hilarious in itself. But then it became even more funny to see the reaction of people around, because we're in Orlando. Nobody knows who the hell BJ is. And saying BJ and then suck it.
Yeah.
And yelling it from across one spot to another, I thought was very comical.
There is that.
Yeah.
That okay, makes so, my day.
So, it's nice to, so you had a fellow Steve-aholic over there.
That's right.
How about that?
Migs-a-mania running wild.
Well, when you go back down Orlando, tell him to suck it back.
I will.
There you go.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Sarah in Puyallup to take on Steve. Sarah, are you there?
I am here.
Excellent. What is she playing for today, Steve?
VIP tickets to see Miles Kennedy and Company over at the Moore Theater on December 16th. Plus, you're entered to win an acoustic guitar autographed by Miles, and the VIP package includes early admission, a Q&A with Miles Kennedy, a photo with him, sound check access, and a signed Miles Kennedy poster.
Wow! That is cool.
Full-on action. If you want tickets, you can get it now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right.
Well, not the full-on action.
Oh, okay. I'm
Miles,
like, what?
I believe, is a taken man. That I know of.
All right, get out of here.
All right. Oh, yeah.
That's super VIP.
It got weird.
Get out and suck it!
For those playing at home, Sarah will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Sarah, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In Greek mythology, the Hydra was a creature known for its many what?
Tentacles?
No. You can do this.
Pass.
Oh. Located in Florida, what is the third largest national park in the U.S.?
Pass.
What 90s movie featured the line, "You can't handle the truth"?
Oh, A Few Good Men.
Yes. What does Ralph break according to the title of the 2018 movie?
The Internet.
Yes. How many states end in the letter O?
Well, let's see. Two?
No.
Pass.
What color hair does Daphne have in the Scooby-Doo cartoons?
Orange?
Yes. What famous bull terrier was a mascot for Budweiser?
Spuds McKenzie.
Yes. What network originally aired Kiefer Sutherland's show 24?
Fox.
Yes. In Jurassic Park, the park is located on an island off the coast of what country?
I don't know. Pass.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Not too bad. I mean,
started slow, but I got a couple in there. And maybe
the first one was heads.
Yes, right? It was, but you're too late.
Oh,
yeah. Don't say anything now because Steve's coming back in the room and we don't want to give him any extra bonuses, but he might get that one anyway. To see how this works out. Maybe Steve is completely off his game from being off and doing all sorts of fun gallivanting around on the East Coast.
Yes, I gallivanted.
Gallivanted.
I know I'm off. I'm ready for bed.
I can tell.
I'm jet lagged.
You almost got a word out there
yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh no, really?
It was a later flight too, so I'm
Ooh, wow.
I'm out of a. I couldn't take another day off. So normally I take a day off after a trip like that. But
that's why it's been so weird.
Oh, I'm very I'm done.
That's why I had a feeling because I got the 10 p.m. email response on something.
Oh no.
And I was like,
Yeah. I couldn't get to sleep and I saw Steve's email and said, I'll might as well reply back. I'm not going to sleep anytime soon.
Well, thanks for letting me know you're wearing your underwear at that time. That was nice.
With Oreo cookies in my area.
He's doing his own Oreo run.
Doing the Oreo run.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh yeah!
In Greek mythology, the Hydra was a creature known for its many what?
Hydration stations?
No.
That's it.
Arms?
No.
Legs?
No.
Nope.
Located in Florida, what is the third largest national park in the U.S.?
Yellowstone?
No.
Oh, Jesus. In Florida? Crap Town.
No.
Universal Studios.
No. What 90s movie featured the line, you can't handle the truth?
A Few Good Men.
Yes. What does Ralph break according to the title of the 2018 movie?
His spine.
No.
The internet.
Yes. How many states end in the letter O?
Ohio. 4.
Yes. What color hair does Daphne have in the Scooby-Doo cartoons?
Brown.
No.
Red.
Yes. What famous bull terrier was a mascot for Budweiser?
Oh, Spud McKenzie.
Yes. What network originally aired Kiefer Sutherland's show 24?
Fox.
Yes.
Everyone get down.
In Jurassic Park, the park is located on an island off the coast of what country?
Africa.
No.
Well, Hawaii.
No. Neither of those are countries.
It was, yeah.
Hawaii is a great country. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You win, Steve, somehow. 6-5.
Oh, sorry, Sarah.
Wow.
That's okay.
Yeah. Appreciate you calling.
Simply the best there, Steve. Yeah. Right.
I'm back.
I mean, you won.
That's right.
So great.
Sarah could have won that one if she had just given that first answer quicker.
If she would have given the answer a little bit quicker, she figured it out at the end. It was too late. Or maybe put more guesses than just one for how many states end in the letter O.
You're right.
I mean, she just said two. She would have went 3, 4 and just rattle them off.
There's a strategy. I know. That's the thing with this game. That's why Steve wins as much as he does. He knows the strategy.
Yes. In Jurassic Park, the park is located off the island off the coast of what country?
I have no idea.
Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah. Really? I don't think I'd ever guessed that.
Really?
Yeah.
No, all right.
I do not remember that from the movie at all.
Located in Florida, the third largest national park in the U.S.
God, I used to live in Florida, so I should know it, and it's on the tip of my tongue.
The Everglades?
The Everglades.
That's what I should know. Good job, Vicky.
The only park I know in Florida.
I'm an idiot, because you're right. That's exactly what I was trying to think of, and I was like, I can't think of the name of the damn thing.
The only park I know is Magic Kingdom.
Or Crap Town.
Shouldn't that be a national park when you think about Disneyland and Disney World? They should be.
Yeah, probably. And then it was, the Hydra was a creature known for its many heads.
As a many-headed creature. Yeah, and then Sarah did get that one correct. Too late, so she didn't win. So congratulations, Steve. You won with 6 correct.
How about that, Steve?
That's right.
That means caller number 6, and I need the number.
It is 206-449-1181. Danny's cell phone. That's how we're giving away everything.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
That's right.
Caller number 6 at that number. One more time, Steve.
206-449-1181.
And if you have any D pics to send to Danny, he enjoys those.
They're back on. Go ahead.
Woo!
Speaking of Crap Town in Florida.
You and I did go to some garden spots this trip, didn't we?
My trip to Florida was fantastic because we went for amusement parks. We only had a couple days there just because we went and spent more time with my family for the holidays. And then we had a couple extra days. So we're like, screw it. Let's go to Disney World and let's go to Universal Studios and let's deplete our entire bank account to do that. That was great. But we figured, okay, we're spending a lot of money at the parks. We're spending a lot of money for other stuff. So I want to kind of go on the cheap on a couple of things.
Like sure.
Do one of those cheap rental car things, which was a disaster.
Oh.
You show up, they had no cars.
Oh.
So they bring us to the next place, like right next. next door, and that place was just a pile. They gave me a car with a flat tire.
Oh, that's perfect. Fancy. What a great time.
So as I'm driving, all of a sudden it says, low tire. And then I start feeling it. And I'm like, turn around.
Oh, no.
So that was great. That was a great start to everything. And then we were like, okay, well, we did the Airbnb thing, which my wife has never done. And a few people actually texted and tweeted asking how that went because they knew that it was her first experience. And I was very nervous because she's very particular. Like, if she goes on Yelp and there's one bad review about a hotel,
yeah,
one bad review, if it says, like, there was a cockroach, she's like, we can't stay there.
No.
She's like, we're never going to find a place.
And you tried Airbnb for the first time.
Well, I knew I wanted to save some money. It was like, you know,
I can appreciate
under $100 bucks a night. The pictures look great. It was walking distance, as they said, to Disney, which was a lie.
Okay.
We pull up and it's a crack town. Crack town, USA. Like, this is just, we kept driving. We're like, oh, this isn't bad. And then we just kept driving and driving. I'm like, oh crap. And the outside was not charming. It was awful. We go in the hotel. It's not a hotel. It's like a condos that a lot of people use as Airbnbs.
Okay.
And we get in the elevator. It smells like somebody died in there. It's like, okay, as long as the room is fine, we're not going to be in the room much. Please, dear Jesus, give us a decent room. We walk in. I step 1 foot into that room. It just smells nasty with a hint of Lysol. So they try to make it smell good, but obviously this just has a funk to this room.
Oh, yeah. The combo is always beautiful when you have the Lysol combo funk.
We step in and my feet stick to the floor. My shoes.
Oh, you're in a great place.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you
I'm just like, oh, my gosh. My wife is about to experience that, too.
Jackpot!
How do I walk over here. Stay away from the sticky floor spot. Which turns out the entire floor was sticky. There was not to the point where my shoe almost came off my foot.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I'm like, okay, maybe we'll just walk around the room without our socks on for the entire time.
Oh, of course. That's wonderful.
Go to the bedroom. The comforter has a giant white stain on it. It's a blue comforter with I'll have to pull up the picture and show you, dude. I mean, it's...
This is the Lewinsky suite. I hope you enjoy it.
Comforter, and it's got like this crazy. I don't even want to put a black light to it. I don't need to. I already saw the DNA.
No, you don't need the black light. No black light necessary.
The shower's got dirt in it.
Oh, well, yeah, well, it's a shower. It'll clean itself.
The plunger's got maybe about an inch of dust on it. Like, this place was just a pile. We didn't even want to sit. So as soon as we got in there, I'm on Travelocity. I'm just like, I'm finding us a hotel. And we just got out of there, man. There's no way in hell we were going to stay there.
Oh, damn, dude.
To answer a couple of people's questions of how was her first Airbnb experience, we didn't stay. I sent a message to the people. I'm like, look, your room is now available. We're not staying here. And they were cool. I give them credit. They refunded us all the money, even though which I was shocked by.
Yeah, I thought for sure you were never getting that back.
One person says, you never cheap out on a car or a place to stay when you travel. Didn't you look at a map?
Oh, okay. Thanks for that.
Hindsight.
What are you talking? Everybody Airbnbs in the world, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah, no. Apparently, according to this texture, nobody does.
Especially if you're on a budget. That's why Airbnb exists. Otherwise, everybody would stay at hotels.
Right. It was just the hotels are ridiculous around Disney. So,
yeah.
And then we lucked out that we found a good spot, the Grand Wyndham.
Oh, that's a nice joint.
And it was, at the end of the day, it was just a couple $100 total. And, you know,
than you would have paid for the Airbnb? Just $200 more? That's it?
Yes.
Oh, you should have done that. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Now, see, I've got an Airbnb that our people are putting together because we're doing another con in March in Vegas, and they want to Airbnb it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after hearing what you had to say, I'm going to do the same thing. Dude, if they can Airbnb it, and I'm going to fly.
When Kevin and I went to WrestleMania in New Orleans, we did Airbnb, and it was awesome. We were like in this fun little neighborhood in New Orleans. The place was sweet. We had a washer and a dryer. It was fantastic. This was the opposite.
Yeah, it's a kind of a crapshoot, because when I went to Portland, I had a really cute, it was above a garage, but they had remodeled it, and it was just had a little kitchen and everything, and the people really nice. But I've stayed in one in Seattle in the University District for New Year's.
Not so good.
It's kind of what you were talking about, Steve. Same thing. Just smelled, and the whole place was like a labyrinth. You couldn't find where you were going. I swear to God, I thought I was going to get killed by like a ghost.
Oh, man.
Yeah, see, check out that giant white stain right
there. No. Look at that. Oh.
And there's like other white speckles on this thing.
Yeah, there's no denying what that is.
That's just frosting and some sprinkles. Don't worry, they're eating cookies on the comforter.
Yeah, it's Disney World.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And look at the plunger.
Oh, God, that's
it's
disgusting.
Got like dust and hair all over it.
That's just
nice.
Yeah. Oh, no one's cleaning that joint.
Right.
How do you rent out a place and not clean it?
But here's the awesome thing. So then we go to the hotel, and you know, at Universal we did the Simpsons, like you did some kind of a like basketball throw thing, and my wife ended up winning a Krusty the Clown.
What?
Which was pretty awesome. So we're in the hotel, we finished, we're off to another amusement park, we come back, you know, they make the bed and do all that like a hotel usually does. And they grabbed the Krusty that was on the ground and set him on the bed like he was sleeping on the bed.
See, now that's good service. See, Krusty, they knew Krusty was a big part of your family.
Yeah, that Airbnb wouldn't have done that.
No, they wouldn't.
They probably would have made love to it.
Yeah, that would have. I didn't go there, but all right, yeah. You know, poor Krusty. There he is, just on the bed.
A lot of people are saying I've had great experiences with Airbnbs. Yes, I mean, I'm now one in one.
I think Vicky's right. I don't know. And maybe if anyone's got tips, how do you find, how would you know? Because you saw those pictures, Steve. Maybe someone either writes a book or there's a way you can figure out when it's a crappy Airbnb or not. Because it was everything that, it, basically what they said it was not what it was.
No, the pictures look like what it was before maybe a bunch of crackheads took over this room.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It was obviously the same room, but it wasn't the same.
Did you read the reviews?
Yeah, the reviews were, there was like two bad ones, which I hid from my wife.
Okay.
But the rest of them were really positive.
That's usually what if it has less than like 300 reviews, I don't stay there.
Oh, good. That's a good call.
It's a lot of reviews and they all have to be positive. But that's my criteria with Airbnb.
That's kind of like the eBay, the Amazon, you know, third party seller thing. You just look for how many reviews they've had. Not just because they get like 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10. It's like, yeah, but you had one review. I don't trust you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, now I heard, I saw the guy reviewed me on Airbnb.
Did he?
But in order for me to see the review, I have to review him.
Ah.
So now it's like, do I?
Yes, you do.
Do I just crap all over his Airbnb? I mean, the guy gave me the refund. I don't want to be that guy.
Well, but he reviewed you. Mentioned that in the review.
But I don't know what he wrote.
Yeah, do you have to do, you? So you have to write the review?
I have to write a review in order to read his review of me.
Oh, that. Well, I guess I would write the review and say, no, yeah, what could you say?
I'm writing this review. I'm pretending it's positive just so I can read the review about me.
Yeah, that's unfair because you don't know what he said about you.
Well, that's also, you know, it's fair because he could say something negative about you because you had one, like, bad conversation, and then he can crap all over you and lie and ruin your chances at other Airbnbs.
I agree. That's why I wish Steve could see what he said about him before Steve has to write a review.
Well, I'll just save that stained mattress picture.
Yeah, but can you edit your review? Because if you're trying to be the high road guy and go,
well, yeah, I don't want to destroy guys. Like, I mean, it could have just been an unfortunate circumstance. You know,
you
obviously
say,
the guy was cool about getting me my money back.
Yeah, that's what you can say. It's like, hey, these guys are really good when it comes to negotiations, and it's a bargain.
There you go.
And then that's your review.
And if you like DNA on your comforter, this is your place.
Yeah. I just hope they have
sticky floors.
Yeah, I hope they have an edit function. Or maybe a comment section where you could really go into a battle with the guy if he did give you a bad review.
Love sticky floors, dirty plungers, and DNA on a mattress? This is your place.
This is your place.
Close to Disney.
Hey, close to Disney, if you don't mind walking 3 miles. That's awesome. Hey, one of the biggest stars in Hollywood just shared a great story about why she used to dress up as a bear for money. You're going to hear from her at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I'm going to tell you the story, though. I'm sure Steve already knows it because it's about his favorite show, Ellen, you know, and that he never watched.
I do.
But he does love her.
Once again, another moment where I saw this online but did not watch the show.
Yeah. Julia Roberts, you know her. And she was on Ellen. I guess she must have some movie out, right? Why are we hearing from her? But she's doing something, I guess. But she was on Ellen, shared a fun story about the high school job she had in a pizza parlor.
I worked in a pizza parlor. I was a teenager. I was in high school. Ironically, now, because the place was called Showbiz Pizza. But I think I was inspired probably by my job.
Only
there
you.
To go into show business. I wore a bear costume and brought out the birthday cakes. It was like, you know, it's one of those places where you go.
Like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know when Ellen has never set foot in a place like a Chuck E. Cheese when she calls it a Chuck E.'s Cheese?
Chuck E.'s Cheese? Come on, Ellen. I like that cheese that Chuck E. owns.
That's awesome. You just know that Ellen's never been to one, which I can understand. Why would she go? I don't think she's got any kids. But hey, that Chuck E.'s Cheese, let me go there.
Chuck E.'s Cheese.
That's great.
Come on, Ellen.
So Julia Roberts. Julia Roberts dressed up in a bear outfit and brought out birthday cake. There are some adults right now, you know, who are, you know, probably your age, Steve, mm-hmm. that might have been lucky enough that Julia Roberts served them cake in a birthday when they were little kids.
Or there's also somebody out there that's a little bit older than me. Because what, is Julia around your age?
I think she's between you and I. I think she might be like mid-50s if at most.
Well, there's somebody out there that worked with her at one point and probably had an argument over who's going to have to wear the bear costume. Because I'd imagine that's kind of, unless you're into being a mascot, I'd imagine those bear costumes are probably kind of nasty.
Oh, yeah.
She's 51.
51.
Yes, and she looks, I mean, Julia Roberts, I don't know. She really doesn't look like somebody who's had work done and still looks amazingly youthful.
She's pretty timeless.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And she's got really light skin, and really light skin is hard to hide age.
Also, she's in a new movie called Ben is Back. A drug-addicted teenage boy shows up unexpectedly at his family's home on Christmas Eve. Comes out December 7th.
Oh. A feel-good family movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
it sounds like the plot to a really bad Hallmark movie.
I agree.
Yeah, Ben is back, probably the black sheep of the family, and I'm probably going to be good, but I'm not going to watch it.
And someone says Homecoming on Amazon. Is that something that she's doing, too?
Oh, that's right. Yes, I heard that she was doing a series on that. Of course, Julia, you know, you brought it up, Steve. It's like, who had to fight for the bear outfit? Like, I don't want to wear it. You got to wear it. And she actually is talking about the bear costume.
There was a mask. I was not the only person to wear this costume. Like, for sure, there were bears before me.
Yeah.
So when you would get in it, you would just have to kind of, like, before you put the head on, you just
smell other
sort
people.
Of like, I can do this for minimum wage, you know. And
yeah.
Put that head on.
Right.
And there was a button on the very top that had a fan that really just circulated the history of the costume.
Oh, it's a funk fan.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess.
How do you clean that?
Oh,
you Febreze it? There wasn't Febreze back then.
No, you know, we know some people that they play mascots. Obviously, they got to get in those costumes for some of the big sporting teams. And there's nothing you can do. It's, you know, that's why you got to love those folks, Steve. Like when you went, you know, Disney World, you got to love them because how do you live that life every day? It's just sweating bullets.
I made the mistake. So one of our stations here had, I don't know if they still do, a mascot costume, and they let it out to air out. Yeah, I put my head in the head.
Oh, no, put your head in the head.
It was a bad idea.
Oh. Stinky.
It was very stinky.
Yeah, there's a lot of breath going on in that thing.
It's very moist.
Oh, that's the other thing, too. I mean, I take my hat off to anybody who's going to wear those kind of costumes.
Yeah, when we were at Disney, I forget which mascots. I don't know much about Disney, but it was like probably like a bird and a pigeon or something. I don't know.
Bird and Pigeon, my favorite Disney characters.
They were like, I don't know, chipmunks or something. I don't know what they were.
Is it a bird or is it a chipmunk?
I don't know what they were. I can't remember.
Did they have wings? Yeah. Did they have
No,
a beak?
They were furry and they were cute.
Let's go to Danny. He's the expert.
Well, I mean, they apparently, like, they're two animals that, like, must like each other because they hold hands together all the time.
Must be Chip and Dale.
Yeah.
I know Chip and Dale.
Okay. It was two chick, like, looking mascots.
Okay.
Well, regardless,
Minnie and Daisy have decided to, you know what, we're done with you two losers. We're going to go have a good life.
The two had to hold hands with each other while people took pictures with them, because that's like part, I don't know why, but that's what they do. And I was thinking, how funny would it be if, like, they pick two people who don't like each other and they're stuck holding hands the entire time mascots. I think that'd be great.
Damn, dude, that's
how you punish people who don't get along at work.
Yeah. Oh, just costumes. And Julia Roberts, like, yeah, she had to do birthday cakes for kids, and she had to wear a bear costume at the pizza joint she worked at.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So based on this, because that's kind of a ridiculous thing that you got to do, but you got to make your money. How about you? What ridiculous thing did you have to do all because of your job? And again, we got this new number, 206-449-1181. It's a temporary number. It's Danny's number. I'm excited about it.
New phone. Who dis?
206-449-1181. Text us at 77999. We'll take your calls and your texts after Linkin Park on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle. So while she was in high school, Julia Roberts had a job passing out cake, and she had to do that while dressed as a bear. Based on this, what ridiculous thing did you have to do because of your job? And the number is Danny's cell phone, 206-449-1181. Hopefully we'll get the number back, Steve, the old one. But
Or Danny's just going to have to get a new cell phone because we're going to have to keep using this.
It's probably true.
206-449-1181, or you can text us at 77999.
Does 1181, does that spell out anything cool? Because that would be cool, like, you know, 421 Rock.
Yeah, exactly.
Ones don't have letters.
Oh, yeah.
So, no.
Okay.
Thanks, Rev.
Yeah.
Fun place.
Sorry.
So, it's 449.
Hey, Rev.
How's that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Why don't ones have letters? This is a whole other conversation.
Because one is the loneliest number, Steve. That's why.
Oh.
Come on.
All right, somebody texted and said, I work for a grocery store and I had to scoop up rabbit roadkill.
Yeah.
I would never. I couldn't touch roadkill.
Oh, I thought I had a tough job when I had to clean out what they had, this gigantic crushers where they just threw all the trash in one thing. And it was disgusting. It was like blue liquid is how whatever happened that was in there with all the meats and all the bad produce, it turned into a blue liquid. And it was disgusting. Smelled very much like your Airbnb that you were staying.
It sounds just like it. Yeah. And the floor was probably just as sticky.
Just as sticky. But roadkill, I don't know.
I was racking my brain. I was just thinking all the dumb things you have to do for, you know, because obviously coming up in radio, you do a lot of dumb things. But yeah. The one that I will never forget, only because I was such a big fan of, remember the band Silverchair?
Oh, yeah.
I was a huge fan of Silverchair. And I was so excited they were playing. When I worked at the End, we used to do this festival show called Board This or Board Stiff. They changed the names a couple of times. It was a concert outside at the Snoqualmie ski.
Up there at the ski joint.
Yeah, falls.
Yeah.
And so they would have a concert there. So it was in the winter. It was cold. There's snow everywhere. But these bands were playing. Blink 182 played. Cypress Hill, I believe, played one time.
That's a good show.
Yeah. And one other time, Silverchair played. I was like, so excited. And Andy, who I worked with at the time, thought it would be a funny thing. He's like, you should go out there because it's so cold. Take your shirt off during the stage announcement. That'd be awesome.
Oh.
And I'm just like young, dumb. And whatever. I'm like, yeah, that'd be a great idea. I'll do that. And I take off my shirt. I'm like, it's freezing. I mean, I could cut glass from my nips. You know what I mean? Like, it's that cold. And I do it. And I'm just like, okay, that was awesome. I'm stupid. Finish. Later on, see the guys in Silverchair. I'm like, this is my chance to bro down with the guys in Silverchair. So I go up to them, like, man, big fan. I'm like, are you the guy? And I can't do an Australian accent, but hey, mate, are you the guy who took your shirt off out there? That was stupid. And I was like, oh, gosh, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, man. Jeez, at least they would give you a little love.
Oh, they were joking about it being stupid.
Oh, good. All right.
But probably meant it.
Yeah.
But at that point, how do you have a conversation? You're just the idiot that took his shirt off in the middle of the winter to do a stage announcement.
That's right, buddy. I'm your biggest fan. Look at me.
Yeah. I'm your demographic, guys.
Yeah, that's right.
You should be proud.
Yeah, you know, that's a psych. And in radio, when you're coming up, usually it's the men. You know, I don't know too many women that have to go through what the men have to go through when they're rookies in the business. Because, you know, look, we came from a culture where you don't treat women badly, at least when I started. So it was always the guys that would get abused. You know, sort of almost, it's almost like a hazing ritual for your up and coming radio guys.
Yeah.
And so I'm not surprised you went through that. I'm wondering about you, Danny, because, you know, you're relatively young in the business and you've been in the business.
I think I know the one he's going to say.
Yeah. Exact same one that I always tell. And it was because I was like, hey, I want to be on the air. And they're like, hey, will you do anything? And I was like, yeah, I'll do anything. They're like, show up tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. And I was like, all right, cool. Show up. They have a diaper for me. And I was like, wait, what? And it was Valentine's Day weekend. So they're like, you're going to go out and give all the single ladies in Albuquerque a rose.
Meth.
No. Meth. A rose for Valentine's Day. So that way it's like, oh, hey, you know, your favorite radio station is hooking you up even though you're single.
Nice.
It was 20 degrees outside on the busiest corner of Albuquerque. And there I am in a diaper and wings. And it was freezing. And same thing. I'm pretty sure I could cut glass with pretty much everything. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so happy that I worked for a country station. And they just wouldn't do stuff like that because they were family friendly. So doing outrageous.
But he worked at a family friendly top 40 radio station. But they're known for doing stupid stuff like that. Top 40 stations.
You're right, Steve. It's surprising that top 40 stations, that somehow young women like to see people get abused, because that's the format in our business where they have the stunt boy that goes out and gets his ass kicked everywhere. Our old buddy way back in the day, Brad, the producer from Hell, he used to work for the top 40 station here, but they did horrible things to him too. And I don't understand it, because it's women listening, but women seem to, I guess, the fans of those stations seem to love to have people like Danny get abused.
We got a lot. I remember the next text I got the next week was, "Hey, are you okay with being set on fire?" And I was like,
"Yeah, there you go."
And it was because they were having a movie set of some sort or other, and they were like had a stunt guy, and they're like, "We're gonna set Danny on fire, and he's gonna check in."
I remember.
worked on a show where we set somebody on fire once. It was pretty awesome.
It was cool.
Wow. Andy, yeah, Andy really did have some.
It was a stunt guy. Yeah. It was done all Andy, the up and up.
Andy had some maniacal ideas, man. He would tell me, we'd have conversations, and I'd be like, dude, how do you do that? I mean, how are you not arrested with the things you do to some of those interns that you have?
Oh, that guy was just a guy.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, then, perfect. You're good, then. He wasn't an employee.
We did have an indestructible intern that we attached him to a Zamboni, and they drove him around the Zamboni and had him slam into the boards so they could take the turn.
Whoa!
And, like, he was on, like, a rope or something.
Oh, my God. The old glory days of our business.
Sadly, that guy passed away, so rest in peace.
He didn't pass
not
away
on the Zamboni, right?
No, years later.
Oh, no, okay.
I run into somebody like, yeah, you remember indestructible intern? I'm like, yeah. Like, oh, he died. I'm like, oh, thanks.
Guess he wasn't so indestructible.
Well, he wasn't an intern anymore.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Yeah, I'm sure that was what it was.
To a good
it was,
man.
Yeah, he was. Geez.
So he says, I worked at Chuck E. Cheese, or as Ellen calls it, Chuck E.'s Cheese.
Yeah.
Nothing like wearing the costume, being puked on, and still having to dance the robot while your feet are soaked in vomit from the birthday kid who ate too much cake.
Oh, and then you know at some point they're not going to do a great job cleaning that up. And then somebody, the new person has to come in and they're like, well, this is a new smell. Oh, God. I see Uncle Chris is in the room now. It can't be. It might not be about me. I think.
Sort of. Actually, it's mostly about Steve.
Uh-oh. Oh, how about that?
So we all know that on Halloween or thereabouts, Steve likes to surprise BJ with a costume change sort of in the middle of the show. Right?
Yeah, you know what? You've actually been doing that. It's pretty odd.
It's now become a tradition. It's 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
I'm so first year now.
Yeah. The first year I came in as Hulk Hogan, and the second year I came in as myself back when I was four.
Yeah. Well, it's not like we've got, you know, like a chiffonier or a trousseau out here to help him get into the...
What the hell's a chiffonier?
A wardrobe guy?
Oh, okay, fine.
Sorry. Jesus, okay, sorry. You're right. So, who do you think has to help him get changed?
Oh, that's
because he'll be standing there in, like, normal clothes or, like, this year, a onesie, and then he's got to get all into this other gear, right? So I'm out there, like, holding things and zipping up and I'll take those pants and...
Yeah, your personal tailor.
I mean, it's awesome. I love it for the bit. I mean, God, it's great, but...
Especially with this one where I had the moose knuckle. He had to help adjust it.
Oh, man.
No. Okay.
So you have to dress him up like Lord Grantham in Dunton Abbey? You have to stand there like his valet?
Well, I have a minute because I do it during Beat Migs and you guys kick me out of the room for a minute. So I have a minute to change. I need somebody to help me, and this last time there was a little bit of a little stressful moment because I had those fancy shoes on to match the version of my 4-year-old picture, but I didn't think about the fact that I have to take those fancy shoes and I couldn't get them off in time in that minute, so we had to pull the onesie over the shoes, and so my onesie pants were stuck and I couldn't get them past the shoes, so here's Chris and I yanking on my leg, ripping the onesie so we could get the damn pants off.
It's pretty epic, but thank you for making me a part of that.
And you can't ask Vicky because that's just an HR violation.
I don't know. I've, on BJ's request, moved some of Sarah's personal items from her room, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, we're
Pez dispensers?
Yes, her personal Pez dispensers that she doesn't let anybody touch but me.
I have to tell you, that was pretty amazing for me to even think of that, because we were remodeling the whole house, so we had to pack up everything, include because we were doing her room.
I remember that.
And then I was like, as I was about to go in and go through her drawers, I thought, I have a daughter who's past the age of 16.
You don't want to see what's in those boxes.
Possible. Wow. Their drawers. And of course, my daughter, who doesn't mind sharing everything about her life. It's like, and I have a daughter who has no shame whatsoever that she'd be like, sure, go take care of everything. I don't care. So I was like, Vicky, could you go just in case there's things that no father should ever see? Would you just go through? And turns out.
You didn't want to see those things. That was awesome selection, by the way.
Yeah, good job, Vicky, by the way. Did you ever think that was going to be part of your job description?
No.
Go through everybody's secret drawer?
Oh, my God. Can I go through all your guys' secret drawer and judge all your stuff?
Sure.
Nope.
Sure.
Wow.
You don't have one, do you?
No.
Yeah, I know.
I barely have a drawer in my house. What are you talking about? I can't put secrets in there. I got to put my underwear in there.
If he was a single guy, there's a possibility you'd find a good assortment of things.
Oh, yeah. Some of those DVDs.
Yeah, DVDs. Maybe
a DVD.
Maybe
what, so long ago it was.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a fleshlight or two.
No. I was never into those things,
man. Oh, my God. I found my roommate's one once.
Oh. That's weird.
Yeah. Well, we were looking for these poppers. He always does this thing on our birthdays where he would take these really long, loud poppers and explode them behind us to scare us.
Oh, nice.
And I knew he had some, and he's drunk. It's his birthday. And my other roommate's like, go find the poppers. We got to scare him. He has them in his room. And I'm looking through his room. I knew I'd saw him. And then I pick it up. I'm like, oh, yeah. I gotta wash my hands now.
That's
not the popper.
That's why you don't go through other people's
stuff. I learned my lesson.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Damn.
And the poppers were downstairs. They weren't even in his room.
The popper was upstairs too, if you know what I'm saying. Hey.
I'm curious what the revs was.
Oh, the rev. Dude, it's the one that still, I swear to God, I still have scars on my ass when I got tased.
Oh. Yeah. Out of context, that sounds weird.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not going to talk about that thing, Rev. That was supposed to be...
You mean one of these moments right here?
Favorite moment of the show, because he finally got what he deserved.
Oh, man. That was the one, I think, where I went for like 30 seconds. Mm. And then we decided to let the engineers take a look at the taser, and they fixed it, quote unquote, which was horrifying. And I think I did it once more. Then I was like, I've got a medical condition. I can't get tased on my ass anymore. I'm sorry.
Greatest makeup story. You're like, because of my diabetes, I'm told that I'm not allowed to take these tasings anymore.
Yeah. I had to figure out something, man. That thing legitimately hurt like hell after that.
I was not a part of that.
100,000 volts of power.
I was not part of that for one reason, because he does have a medical condition, and it's called IBS, and you're tasing him on his ass. I'm like, I am not going to be anywhere near the blast radius. I'm sorry.
Anytime we ended up doing those for whatever games or something, I would make sure not have breakfast just because of that reason. I didn't want to have any accidents whatsoever.
I mean, it would have been epic if you did, no doubt about it, because I think we could go to the radio convention. So here's a good
hey guys. We had a bit that we did. We had to cancel it after the rev pooped himself. I still love that you yelled hardcore.
Yeah.
I had to yell something, man.
Makes you wonder, man, if maybe he's got maybe a safe word. I don't know. That's pretty good. Mm. I got to talk about this woman. I don't know if you heard about this woman who pulled a knife on somebody. Why? Well, it was all because she farted. This is a wonderful story of human dignity. I'll tell you all about it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision, because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy, with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.